This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
All right, I have hope tonight. I have hope tonight because a radio guy I know got himself a TV show. November the 2nd on the Discovery Channel. There will be four individuals, Ashley Hubinsky, Nicholas Urban, Trenton Tye, Zeke Stout. This will be the Master at Arms. Good evening, folks.
Thank you for having us. Did you break something, Bill? You break something.
What do you think I've broken already? I haven't broken anything just yet. It's the beginning of the show. I haven't had time.
Every time I come on, you always put like the scariest commercials when we're waiting. Like this time, I can't remember what it was the last time. It was something like dark that had me crying by the time I came on.
Listen,
but this time it had the cat meowing out of nowhere.
This is the gun industry. You don't go get your music for the gun industry.
It was pet food and hellfire triggers. I mean, that was amazing.
Yeah. You don't go get your music and you don't write your verbiage for commercials for the gun industry out there like you would say, you know, Dawn dishwashing detergent. You just don't do it. It just doesn't work. So tell me about this is going to be a TV show where you guys are going to make some weapons and then shoot these weapons.
We're not going to make them. Yeah, we won't be the one making them.
Okay.
We actually bring on three craftsmen in each episode.
Okay.
So they'll compete. It's a new competition series. So I'll come out, I'll introduce myself and the two judges with me. I'll say, okay, here's what your weapon build. Actually, I won't say that. Ashley will say that. I'll hand it off to Ashley and tell them, this is what your weapon build is going to be. And Trent tells them this is how you have to build it, and then I get to beat the hell out of it after that, and then we judge it from there on out.
Okay, so Ashley, you're going to be like the MC. You're going to be the one introducing everything.
Yeah, I am. My background is in arms history. Yes, and so every episode we have a different kind of historical theme. And so we've got our two challenges, and I introduced the horror that they're going to make. The horror being that they have no idea what they're going to be making until I open up a box and show them, and we come up with some pretty crazy things.
And then you have Trenton, who is a blacksmith, and I know a lot of blacksmiths. That is a unique type of individual that says, I'm going to hang out with high-degree fire and beat things that could burn me half to death.
Well, you know, it's, you know, hey, it comes with the territory.
Yes. And then Nicholas Irving, he is a former sergeant within the special, he was spec ops, he was a ranger, which I believe is the actual best part of spec ops out there because they're the shock troops. I always thought of them as suppositories to the enemy, painful suppositories. So. And I got to work with them a few times when I was in back in the 80s. So this show is going to premiere on November the 2nd. what are we going to be looking at? How much can we talk about tonight?
Whatever you want to talk about outside of who wins and what they build.
Well, I don't know who's competing. So when we're getting out there, how far back are we going with these weapons, and into what period of time are you guys going back to?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, our first episode really starts in kind of like medieval period. People are making everything from battle axes to flintlocks to percussion guns. We span many hundreds of years of history, depending on the week. And I know that we can talk about, you know, the premiere episode. We've got the flintlock axe pistol, which is a combination gun. And then, on the, according to DVR, the second week's episode, we hop all the way up to the, American Revolution with the long rifle. So it kind of, spans the gamut.
But, and now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is almost like the template you would see on a cooking show, where you're getting these guys out here and saying, wow us with what you can make based upon this. But
exactly.
are they going to be giving you their own variation of this older classic weapon?
Depends on what episode we do it in. There's some that we give them some artistic freedom and let them kind of stray away from what the historical norm was. But then there's some we really want to see it be historically accurate. So Trent usually lays those parameters out right at the get-go.
Now, I'm curious.
And I would go as far as saying it's one of the things about this show, and the fact is, it's not cookie cutter. Like with any situation like this, you have these craftsmen that have amassed an incredible reservoir of knowledge, and we are giving them time constraints. We are giving them tools they are unfamiliar with, materials that they may not be particularly familiar with, and we're asking them to replicate something that they may or may not have ever even put hands on. So, you know, you can say that we have, you know, we've set the parameters of the sandbox, but these craftsmen have to come up with some pretty amazing abilities and knowledge to be able to meet what we're asking for. And, you know, they did it over and over again.
Nicholas, now, will you be actually having to fire these things?
Well, Nick wasn't able to join us today.
Oh, okay.
But he does.
Okay.
He does okay. Get the fire.
Yep. So will he be the primary?
And
I mean,
all kind of watch and cure off.
Pretty much.
Now, I'm curious.
Yeah, I keep feeling like the PRB team with Nick not here.
Well, you know, you got to have a military guy on every gun show. You got to have a military guy. Ask him about that. Ask the people that got R. Lee Ermey in front of it. I'm sure he was the only military guy for in a lot of those things, but. This being said, now, for you, Ashley, now you are, like you said, a weapons historian. You are the chief curator of one of the largest firearms collections in the country, the Cody Firearms Museum in Wyoming. Will they be bringing any weapons from that era forward for you to look at? I mean, I would imagine this would be something you'd be interested in.
Oh, for sure. And the short answer is yes. I mean, my collection at the museum, we've got 7,000 firearms. We've got earlier crossbows and longbows in the collection. So we range 800 years of history in my museum. And so there's a lot of things that I unveil in the challenges that I have a duplicate of in my own museum. So it was pretty neat to be able to kind of take that thing that's so static in a museum and you don't get to see it fired or anything and get to not only see it get fired, but see people making it. And it's a pretty neat experience for a book nerd like me.
Now, how long can you guys stay with me?
We're booked for 45 minutes, I think.
Okay, then. We're coming up on the next break.
My phone battery runs out.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, the batteries are dead.
We're coming up on the first break. Master at Arms will premiere on Discovery Channel Friday, November the 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I guess that would be, what, 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Discovery. I will be tuning in because, well, I'll tell you when we get back. I'll tell you when Zeke has checked off one box here for me. For now, I have hope for you guys. You just can't imagine. I have hope now. So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking, coming up November the 2nd, And this will be happening both at 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. I was incorrect earlier. On each episode, you will have blade, ballistic, and bow weapons that are going to be tested and tried. And you're going to have three builders getting out there and being given these assignments. You're going to have three people looking at them, a teacher who trained people how to build guns, a blacksmith who knows how to move metal, and a historian who knows what she's looking at. And this is going to be called Master at Arms. So joining me again is Ashley Habinski, Zeke Stout, and Trenton Ty. Nicholas Irving, the military spec ops guy, he is not here tonight. He'll be the one that actually gets to shoot these. So Trenton, will it fall to you to look at these things and say, yeah, these are sound, go ahead and shoot them there?
You know, as with anything, these are firearms. So, you know, we keep a very close eye on, you know, what's going to be safe, especially if Nick's going to be, you know, behind these bad boys. So they are, you know, we make sure that they are functional. And the fact of the matter is the craftsmen that are putting together, I mean, to a man are almost beyond reproach in their craftsmanship, just in the practicality and the functionality of the weapons. So, yeah, it's pretty, by the time Nick puts his hands on it, it's a pretty sure deal it's going to go bang.
So, Zeke. Now, Zeke, for those of you who don't remember, Zeke has been a guest host here before, and he is the former chief cook and bottle washer at Sonoran Desert Institute, where he used to train and teach gunsmiths. Some of these people, these people that are coming to you, what degree of gunsmith, bladesmith are you getting coming in to compete?
We are getting everything from some guy that just started and he's been doing it a year or two and he got really good really fast to some big, big names in gunsmithing, to the extent where we walked out onto the set and saw a couple of these people, well, actually a couple, there was a few, and we were like, uh-oh, this guy's a ringer. But the awesome thing was is some of the guys that weren't at that level rose to the occasion and we're able to do some good stuff. So it's kind of like we're creating a new sport and anybody at any given time can get beat no matter who they are on the show.
When we're watching the show, how much time actually elapses between when you guys start the challenge and Nicholas actually fires the weapons and you guys render judgment?
For one whole episode, gosh, guys, what would y'all say? 40 to 60 hours?
It's going to be a week. Yeah, it's gonna be a week. Well, no, take that back. It's gonna be, and then our master crafters that make it to the second round have 40 hours to put together their master build challenge. And so it's you know, it's about a 7 day elapse. So I mean, it's you know, that's a lot to pack in into a you know our show.
Ashley, with these historical weapons and everything that they're getting out there and giving their imagination, reimagination of the design or whatever they're doing, how complicated were those in their day?
Oh, my goodness. A lot of the things that we've chosen are things that were incredibly complicated. And some of them very, very obscure and ahead of their time. And so you didn't really see them implemented as often on the battlefield right away because, you know, the technology was advanced and they didn't know how to exactly make it work with the tactics. Sometimes technology advances quicker than battlefield tactics. And so it, depending on what it is, I mean, they're looking at something that, especially in several of the episodes, like a combination weapon where you've got with an early gun most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time you've got one shot. And not only do you have one shot, but you have something that has to be loaded down the barrel, and you have to load the powder projectile separately. And so there's a very, very long load time. And then you have one shot. If you're in a close combat situation and you fire your one round, you better really hope you have something else, or you should turn the butt of the gun around and start beating someone with it, because you know it's going to take you a long time to reload. And so a lot of the times on the episodes, you'll see different types of combination weapons, which were kind of answering these questions of, okay, so one shot, now what? When you're dealing with any type of defensive or military situation. And so as a result, they have to put together some pretty complicated things that I have to, you know, tip my hat to it, because, you know, I've had the honor of being able to shoot a lot of historically, you know, different weapons from matchlocks to wheelocks to modern, you know, guns. but I've never really had to make them, and I couldn't even imagine, based on the early techniques that they would have been using and then using them with the modern techniques. It's pretty impressive.
Zeke, you've forgotten the modern-day drama that is live radio. It's perfectly okay to correct me if I'm mispronouncing Ashley's last name. And, Ashley, I apologize for that.
I was trying to be slick and send you a text. That was,
well, yeah, and I appreciate that. But, like, I'm going to tell you what. Your guy Phil, if the TV thing doesn't work out, I've got a radio producer's job waiting for you, dude. Because he's steady feeding me information, so that's all good stuff. Now,
nice.
Will we be using regular ammunition as far as whatever the ammunition was for the day, or will that also have to be fabricated?
So far, good old delay on the phone. Actually, it's a history question. You rock it out.
Okay. So we actually did have someone on set that was a black powder specialist, and so he was responsible for putting together, you know, paper cartridges and the different types of ammunition that we would need to see in each of the episodes. And so we did things as true as we could to the historic cast, and we relied heavily on his expertise of, you know, how much powder to put in because of the different types of weapons that they were making. So fortunately for our guys, that was not something that they had to worry about. We just had to make sure that we were doing everything right so that we gave their weapons that they made the opportunity to fire in the best way possible.
I hear you. Will there be anything well, we've got about 45 seconds. So I'm going to set you up for the next question so we can be quite expeditious as we go along. Will there be anything approximating anything considered modern? Will there be any semi-automatics, or will this all be fairly rudimentary? And you guys don't have to answer that right now if you don't want to. We'll get to it. So this is Ashley Lubinsky. Missing in action is Nicholas Irving. He will be he's the former Spec Ops guy that is going to be shooting everything. Zeke Stout, he is a teacher of smiths. And then Trenton Tye, a professional blacksmith with over 20 years' experience. These are the people that will make up the cast of Master at Arms on Discovery, which will start November the 2nd, 10 o'clock p.m. across the country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
Washington, D.C. radio station WMAL was evacuated after the building received a suspicious package. At least 10 other suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill says, politics aside, the NYPD will keep you safe.
Law enforcement professionals do not care about the politics behind these acts. What we do care about is keeping the public we serve safe. That's it. That's the job, fighting crime and keeping people safe. And through the full and willing partnership of everyone who lives in, works in, and visits New York City, we'll make the safest large city in the United States even safer.
President Trump on Thursday announced a proposal to base payments for certain drugs off lower prices in other countries. Now, this is his most aggressive move to lower drug prices in the United States. The pharmaceutical industry came out against this new idea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
You know, the last time a radio host made it in front of a camera successfully was Arthur Godfrey. God rest him. And nobody else since then. They tell us all since then that we all have faces for radio. And then along comes my guests. So, joined again by Ashley Levinsky, Zeke Stout, Trenton Tye, Missing Nicholas Irving. These are the masters at arms. Now, three builders are going to face off. There's going to be two historical challenges. You guys are going to make the call upon the specific weapon they've got to do. And it's going to be anything from a buffalo rifle to a Viking broadsword. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
So, now, you two guys, I don't know, did you guys know Zeke prior to Master at Arms?
I did, a little bit.
So, is he wearing his Converse every day?
I tried, and it didn't get approved through wardrobe.
I was texting him at an NRA meetup, and I was looking for Hickok 45 because we were trying to hook up, and I texted Zeke, and you know, I'm always going over there, and I mean, just everybody there is just you know, they look like they're at a booth at a gun show, where you come up on Zeke and he's wearing a three-piece suit, a neck or bow tie, and Chuck Taylor's.
Yep.
And then here comes.
I've got to stand out because I blend in so well. I'm just such a normal sized guy.
How tall are you, Zeke?
So I had to stand out somehow. 6'7".
6'7". I mean, when Hickok and his son John are standing beside you, it's sort of like you guys are eye to eye. I mean, you don't think you stand out.
Next to them. It's amazing.
Okay, you don't think you stand out already. Okay, all right. I'm okay
with it.
Well,
the funny thing is that I'm 5 foot even.
Now, he is
a foot and 7 inches taller than me.
So will you guys be going to SHOT Show? Will you guys be going to the NRA meetup and everything to promote Master at Arms?
We sure hope so.
I'll definitely be at SHOT Show, yep.
Okay.
The museum has a booth, and so I run around like an idiot.
That's all of us, though, isn't it? I mean,
if any of the sponsors listening to Bill's show would like to sponsor us to go to SHOT Show, that would be wonderful.
This whole thing's a little new for me. So, what's so funny? Zeke had invited me to go up to the Iraq veteran shoot up there, and I could not make it. But apparently, there was some snafu, and there's 200 or something name tags for everybody.
400 name tags. Yep.
Oh my god. And anyway, somehow they printed all the name tags with my name, even though I wasn't there. So that was my introduction to everything. So that's pretty awesome.
where's the Iraq veteran? Isn't it in Georgia? Is that where he does his shoot?
It was North Georgia mountains where we did it.
I never get invited to that. But that's okay.
Well, I'll put a word in for you.
I don't care. I don't care that I don't have a TV show. I don't care. I don't care that I'm going to get it. Anyway, it's no big deal. Anyway, so with this, this is sort of a return to firearm type TV to TV. I mean, it had been gone for a little bit to certain degrees. Is this a change that we're seeing happening, or what's going on with that?
No, it's something that's really cool that's going on. There's a renaissance in craftsmanship as a whole, you know, whether it's blacksmithing with other shows, with our show as well, there's other craft shows that are coming out where, you know, people are getting out there with saws and blades and chisels and mills, and they're making things. And we saw an opportunity to do this, but add firearms and add archery, and there's other weapons that we could see in the future and future seasons happening as well. And we wanted to start off with the beginnings. You know, this is where these types of blades started. This is where this type of firearm started. This is where archery started. And that's kind of where the first season goes. And Ashley comes in and tells, this is the history of this weapon, and lays out how it was used, even gives examples in certain battles or certain empires where things were used. And then Trent, he turns around and says, this is how tough this was to build.
Yeah, that would be my question.
This is how easy it was to build, but these are the intricacies you need to be careful of when you're building. So
will you – now, Trent, I'm very – my son has trained to be a blacksmith, so I – and he is a certified knivesmith now, so I'm sort of familiar with some of the stuff. Not enough, just enough to be dangerous to myself. But like with some of these swords and everything, does anybody actually even make swords the way they used to? Like, will you guys be doing anything with like the Japanese samurai swords that was folded so many times and, you know, they would melt the ore and everything? Will you be doing that to that degree?
You know, and not to that degree. And, you know, it's, you know, we, again, the show is under a limited time frame. And so you got to understand that back in the day, it took longer to make the material than it did the item you were making. And so, I've actually made steel from dirt, from South Georgia dirt before. And the process to make, we ended up making 5 pounds. And from start to finish, it took us 2 weeks, to basically go from scratch, from the primitive side of it to produce that, on that end of it. I mean, just to produce the base material, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the anvils that everybody is screaming about trying to find and buy these days, that on the side of a lot of those anvils, it says guaranteed best scrap, because the material itself was so valuable nothing was ever thrown away. It was all reused. So, you know, we don't have that much film to start from the scratch. But it's, but the interesting thing is this ground up thinking, because people don't want to know just, you know, hey, you know, buy the model kit and start gluing pre-molded plastic pieces together. You know, they're starting to ask those questions of, no, how did they come out of the dirt? And that's what I like about these shows.
That's interesting. I kind of thought that would be the case, because, like, I watch how Japanese sword masters put their swords together. And, I mean, this is not something where you're sitting back going, hey, well, this is a two martini lunch and then we can make us some blades, right? So I know that has that there's a little bit more to it. I was just wondering to what degree we're going to be going to. But
yeah, I'm going to take a swipe, though. I really am going to take a swipe, and I'm probably going to catch a little flack for this because –
We're coming up on the break.
Yeah.
You hold up. You can have your swipe. This TV show is called Master at Arms. This is going to start November the 2nd. It'll be 10 o'clock p.m. across the country. And it's the premise here is, over the course of history, the skilled craftsmen that have helped shape the fate of mankind by constructing the most iconic weaponry known to man. And these guys are going to relive it and make people do it all over again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from natural botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. November the 2nd, 10 o'clock p.m., all the way across border to border, sea to sea, will be the premiere of Master at Arms. This is a show where three builders are going to take on a challenge presented to them by four people: Ashley Lubinsky, Nicholas Irving, Zeke Stout, and Trenton Tye. And these are the Master at Arms. Now, Trenton, you were gonna say something about what you might take a crack at right before we had to go to break. So you want to pick that up?
Yeah. Yep, man, I'm ready for it. So, you know, there's been a huge PR thing for the Samurai Sword. You know, since you had Bruce Lee and you had all the martial arts things, there's this legendary status around the Samurai Sword and the makers. And I'm not going to take away, these are very talented craftsmen. There's a lot of ceremony that's wrapped around the Japanese culture, and they're good swords. They're good blades. But they're, for me and for most of the rest of the craftsmen, they're just that. There's nothing more legendary about them than the other makers. Let me throw a concept at you here.
Sure.
Man's first tool was a rock. Okay? I mean, starting, it's right there. We had a rock, and then we used that rock, we put a stick on it, we made a better tool. And we kept refining that tooling until our tools allowed us to set foot on the moon. Okay? So I'm not being facetious, I'm not being overly dramatic when I say that literally the progression of a rock landed us on the moon. And the craftsmanship that got us from rock to space shuttle is in all of that. So with the samurai swords, yeah, they were craftsmen. But let me tell you, around the world, in Europe, in every culture, the people that took up these tools to make things, there's not a difference. I can't make it a special category, because craftsmen are craftsmen are craftsmen.
I hear you. Now, when you guys are coming up with your challenges, is this sort of a consensus? Who gives the germ of the idea to say, okay, this time we're going to build this kind of gun, and I want them to fabricate this kind of sword? How does that come? How do you guys cook that up?
It was a huge conglomeration, and everybody had input on a lot of different things that we did. But it started at our production company and our executive producers, and they kind of put it together. We got to throw in our input, and it all worked out in the end. And there's some pretty cool ones where the first round they'll build something. Yeah, I built one of those, and then Ashley will reveal, oh, now by the way, you got to add it to this. And the looks on faces are awesome when we reveal that second round.
Now, Ashley, when you're looking at some of this stuff, do you have any? You probably are like the cold glass of water splashed in their face, because you know probably how well they were built back in the day whenever they were prevalent, and you know what you're going to be looking for. So do you look at some of these challenges that go out there and go, "There's no way they're just not even going to get close to this"?
Well, you know, I'll be optimistic and say that, you know, even though some of these things were very, very peculiar and, you know, incredibly complex, I kind of had faith that it would all work out. I always have an attitude of it'll get done because it has to. It's how I run my museum. And so, you know, there's a lot of times we sit down and we all kind of look around and go, how are they going to do this? But they managed to pull it off. And it's pretty extraordinary. And I know there were many, many a time where we'd be, on a break, or we'd be somewhere and I'd look at Trent, you know, because he's got the background and making this stuff. And I'm like, are they going to finish in time? And, you know, we kind of always like look to Trent to go, is it going to be done in time? Is this going to take them this long, or are they going to do it super fast? Because, you know, for us, the process, the historic processes, you know, they took so long. But at the same time, these guys are using a combination of the modern and the historic. And so we really relied heavily on, you know, our resident blacksmith judge to kind of help us out to know how long it was going to take them. And and also, you know, as we're sitting through and we're at hour three or hour four, how are they doing? You know, are they going to be running around at the end, or are they going to be calm, cool, and collected the whole way through?
Do they have to fabricate barrels?
It sounds like Trent's fabricating a barrel right now.
Yeah, let me tell you, it happens that way. So in the interest of time, a lot of the times we will provide them with rough parts. And when I say rough, I mean right out of the sand cast, and things that are an extreme blank, simply because, again, we are putting them under a time constraint. So, you know, don't think we're handing them a house. We're handing them a pile of 2x4s and a box of nails. So, but we have to give them a reasonable place to start from.
I was wondering about that. Are you guys sitting around, like, is your building on fire or something? Is that a fire alarm? What am I hearing?
It sounds like Trent's hammering away at some steel.
Is that picking up? I'm actually by a fire because we got hit by a hurricane, so I'm having to stand outside to get reception for our one cell tower we have left. So if that's me, I apologize.
Well, I just don't want any of you to burn out, because I'm waiting to see that this. I'm hoping that Master at Arms takes off, because, like I said, it'll give me hope. So anyway, now
it'll give you hope because I checked off your one checkbox.
Listen, you guys just don't know. I mean, a radio guy getting on TV, this is like a major thing. All of us, there may be a handful of people that know that Zeke has made it there, but getting a radio guy on TV, which is not to say radio is not legitimate media, but
yeah.
We all want to be thought of as good looking. And I'm sure you guys think Zeke's good looking too, don't you? You think he's good looking, don't you? Yeah. Anyway,
no,
so,
I still have a face for radio.
Okay. Well, taking up Krav Maga is not going to help anything out there, Zeke. If you, I saw you taking up Krav Maga, so when your instructor gets up there and says,
No, you have to have that for, like, the people on the set, especially like the sound guys like Brian Perry. You know, that's what Z's beating up for, because we got a grudge for this little guy named Brian Perry. So, Brian, Z's coming for you with some Krav Maga. I just want you to know that.
Are you fast, Zeke? Are you pretty fast with your hands? Because there's nothing more frightening than a fast puncher your size.
A big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a big guy, I've always been pretty quick. I'll admit that.
When I'm talking about Zeke and his size, Zeke is 6'7", 6'8". I mean, it's not that Zeke is big, it's that he's tall. And you're fairly proportional.
Huh? I'm starting to lose a little.
Trying to talk you up, dude. Just let me do my craft, would you please? I know you've escaped this. Let me go at it.
I get so into the self-deprecating humor sometimes that I like it's my own detriment.
Yes, yes. Anyway. Master at Arms. This is going to be, for those of you that like the cooking shows and everything, this is going to be pretty much the same template, except you're going to have three experts who know how to handle the various materials. They know what they're supposed to look like. They know how it's supposed to go together. They know how the materials are supposed to be manipulated. And they're going to want, they're going to lay these things out here on these gunsmiths and bladesmiths, and they're going to say, make this for me. And it's not going to be something they've ever done before. This premieres November the 2nd, 10 p.m. across the country on Discovery Channel. And I know he's listening, Phil Zimmerman, I want to thank you very much for pivoting as fast as you did and putting this together for me as fast as you did after I lost your email when you tried to put it together for yesterday. Thank you so much for that as well. And you guys, we need to get together at SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and I'll have us a lawyer and some bail money waiting for us. All right. My regards
to everybody gets out there and spreads the word.
Absolutely.
Prove them wrong and grow this thing.
My regards to Sergeant Irving. Sorry he could not be here. Guys, thanks very much for joining me tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, we're going to go in a direction I've never gone before. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.